The content of today's service has been prepared by John, and the substance of it is part of a slightly longer service which is being held today at Princes Street ULC. The sermon we will share is a video recording of the sermon which John is preaching at Princes Street today. 200 years ago, last December, Princes Street Congregational Church, now Princes Street URC, had the inspiration, they were formed. In 1948, a group of people from them had the inspiration to build a congregational church in Eaton Rise, and that's us. It took 4 years planning until the building was opened on May the 29th, 1952. Our current sanctuary was built in 1954. Therefore, their history is our history. Without Princes Street Church, we wouldn't be here. And it therefore seemed appropriate today that we should share in their worship. Unfortunately, due to the virus, each NAURC church could only send two representatives to the service. And we've sent Jill Donnelly and Kirsty Sykes, both of whom grew up in Princes Street Church. And Louise and Richard Nunn have also been invited to attend. And I apologize to anyone here who had links with Princes Street. We couldn't get you all there, so we've tried to bring their service here. We may not be there in person, but we're with them in spirit. And a video is being made of the service at Princes Street. It should be available on the web tomorrow if anyone wants to look at the actual service they've held there. I'm going to light the candle for a period of quiet and reflection. We've been very quiet before. A call to worship is Psalm 145, verses 1 to 4. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. We're now having two worship songs, which aren't included in Princes Street service, but are a regular part of those at Ipswich Road. The first helps us draw together in worship, and the second reminds us that although congregations work in different buildings, we're all one in Christ. The first is, "Come now is the time to worship."
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are. Time to worship.
Worship song expresses how we're all together as one as Christians, and with service today is what is being preached at Princes Street URC because it's their final service. So I've got all the elements from John, which I'm presenting, kind of thing. Pray. Loving and holy God, it is such a privilege to bring our honest prayers to you, to open the scriptures and discover not only that ordinary men and women, but also Jesus himself, offer to you the gritty stuff of their lives. It gives us the permission we need to be that honest. Not just polite prayers, not just the heartfelt prayers that come out of the needs we experience and that we perceive in the lives of others, but the questions and challenges and anger and hurt of our very human emotions, bursting from our hearts and minds and flung out at you. Thank you for listening to these too, and thank you for being in this day with us onwards, whatever the future brings. Loving and forgiving God, we also want to honestly offer our regrets and failures. We carry burdens of anger and frustration. We have turned away from opportunities to share your love. We may have caused hurt to others. We lay our confessions before you and ask for your forgiveness. Amen. Spirit of community, thank you for church that has brought so many generations together. Spirit of truth, thank you for inspired ministry and worship that has opened ears, minds, and hearts to your presence. Spirit of trust, thank you for familiar words of prayer that provide solid grounding for yet another day and onward as we walk the way. Spirit of comfort, thank you for the familiar melodies that reside in the core of our being. Spirit of eternity, thank you for the new lyrics set to old tunes that connect our today with the yesterday of others and our future together. Spirit of generosity, thank you for all the many opportunities to share the gifts of each other in your name. Spirit of new life, thank you for the challenge to change, to act, to carry on following you wherever that may take us. Spirit of power, thank you for others with whom to work for justice and peace, so together we can make a difference in our world. Spirit of love, thank you for the community we call church at Princes Street, all the history, dedication, joy, and service, the members, ministers, elders, music, and companionship. God, the living community of Creator, Son, and Spirit, we give thanks for what has been, their coming together today, and what will emerge in the future. Amen. We're now going to share on the screen a hymn which expresses God's love for us throughout the years. The hymn is Lord for the Years, and it's sung by members of Christ Church Petswood URC.
Thank you.
John's chosen two Bible readings for today, and you'll see them both on the screen as well as me reading them. The first is Psalm 145, verses 10 to 14. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. And the second reading is the first letter to Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. And the heading is Praise to God for a Living Hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. John recorded the sermon we're about to hear, and he recorded it at Princes Street. And it's the same one as he'll preach there in about an hour. By sharing it here, I think it'll really help us to prayerfully support our friends at Princes Street on this difficult day.
A very long time ago, as the history of our faith tells us, God helped the Israelites to escape from Egypt. They were on the move from slavery to promised land for many years. And this was a time of establishing the people into God's nation. They were chosen to lead all people to know the one true and only God, creator of all that there is. Central to this formation of the process was the Ark of the Covenant, the box containing the two stone tablets that God had inscribed that set out the covenant between creator and created. The Ark itself was housed in a special tent and a compound made to God's specific design. It was the place where God was to be found. And the tent and the ark travelled wherever people went. Where the people went, God's symbolic presence went with them. Eventually, the people crossed the River Jordan to enter the Promised Land. And sometimes later, under the leadership of King David, the city of Jerusalem became their capital city. And there is an account in the first book of Chronicles of the great ceremony that David organized to celebrate the arrival of the ark in the city. There were singers, horns, trumpets, cymbals, and harps played. Even the great King David himself danced. And there were priests in fine linen robes and the compulsory sacrifices too. So not such good news for the animals. What a spectacle it must have been. We'll have to rely on our own imagination as to what it may have looked and sounded like, but what we do know is what was sung, as the words are in chapter 16. But I'd like to pick up on just one phrase right near the end of this great hymn of praise to God. Say also, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and rescue us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. The last line of the song is my theme for today in my last sermon here at Princes Street. Blessed be the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, I mean, how can our limited vocabulary express God's timescale? It's hyperbole, and it doesn't actually make literal sense. But it is a poetic way of saying God always was, is, and always will be. And as we know, anything else is temporary by comparison. If you read on in Chronicles, you will discover that God instructs David that the ark should remain in the tent once in Jerusalem. And I quote, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to live in, for I've not lived in a house since the day I brought out Israel to this very day, but I have lived in a tent and a tabernacle. I think that there's something of importance for us to understand here. God's house was temporary, a movable structure. God went with the people, and the people went with God. It wasn't until later that the temple was built in about 957 BCE. But that was destroyed by the Babylons in somewhere between 587 and 586 BCE. It was rebuilt. But then the second temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 CE. And all that remains of it now is just one western wall. Plenty of you here this morning will have had first-hand experience of the multiple generations that have worshipped in this building. Some, I know, recall their favourite years in Sunday school, of the teachers and many of whom are no longer with us, and of baptisms and of weddings too. These walls contain precious memories, and you can still feel the echoes of praise in the air. It is such a terrible loss for each one of us personally to have to leave this building. But I urge each of us to look back over history, and not just the last 200 years, but across the span of all history, to discover God's presence before anything. And God's presence that is there right through history of all of our faith, God from everlasting to everlasting, through all generations. God whose presence was found in a tent, a temporary structure that was never meant to be permanent, because faith is not fixed in one place, as people are not fixed in one place. We grow, and our lives change, and many of us move too. And so does God. God is there wherever we are, where and wherever coming generations will be. God can be met in many places. Yes, in many magnificent cathedrals, all the way to plain historic Celtic chapels. and not just in church buildings, but out in the countryside and on the bustling streets too. God's presence cannot be contained, and even in the most important of temples, like the one in Jerusalem, buildings do not last forever. But God does. The tent will be repitched again and again, and people's praise will keep on going from generation to generation, for that is the nature of our faith. Yes, it has deep historical roots, but it is always being made new, just as we are being made new. This is the pattern that Jesus gave us of life, but with death as an integral part of that story, that then begins again with new life, as we read in the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable. For Jesus, death was not the end of the story. For each one of us, death is not the end of the story. For the ministry of God's people in the URC here in Norwich, and the end of this congregation, it is not the end of the story. It is the message from the Bible in 1 Peter that I offer today. God, who is there, generation upon generation, from everlasting to everlasting, known to us in the person of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth into a living hope. Yes, we are all deeply saddened that these remarkable 200 years here at Princes Street are about to come to a close. But let us prepare to move onwards towards the future, whatever that holds for each one of us individually and our church communities too, filled with the living hope that we have been born into. At heart, as Christians, we are an Easter people. The cycle of life, death, and new life is one that we live out. And the power of the resurrection life given to us by Jesus at the cost of his suffering and death is what gives us that living hope. It will very soon be time to pack up the tent and move on, to discover new horizons in God's company. It won't be easy for each one of us who are so fond of this place. But as the psalmist reminds us, the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Let us not walk away in sadness, though. Let us rejoice in that the building that has been a home to the people, worshipping, preaching, teaching, all the fun and the friendship. And let's never forget the music, even though we can't sing today, as we endeavour to keep each other safe. Let us leave with joy in our hearts, celebrating both what has been and what is to emerge as we walk the way in the company of Jesus. Let us do so in the name of God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus, who gives us new birth into a living hope, and inspired across generations by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God forever and ever. And all of the people said, Amen.
The next hymn was also chosen by John for the Princes Street service and reminds us how God is with us through all the changes in our lives, through all the changing scenes of life. Let us pray. There's a short response, and when I say Christ who calls us, could you please respond, hear our prayer. Across the ages, you, Jesus, have called men and women to follow you and to walk in the way of righteousness and truth. We praise you for the witness of Christians in every generation, for those who have served you as they shared the gospel with the people they met and struggled for the poor and oppressed and sought peace in our world. Christ who calls us, hear our prayer. Bless your followers today, we pray. We remember all who have made sacrifices to serve you. We recall in a time of quiet all those we have known and know of who are part of the witness and worship at Princes Street and at Ipswich Road URCs. Christ who calls us, hear our prayer. Give to the world your deep peace and help us overcome the oppression and violence that destroys lives. We pray especially for those nations tinged with hatred and injustice, and look to a world in which all may have enough. Christ who calls us, hear our prayer. Comfort and hold all who are sick and sorrowing, and give your wisdom and peace to those who care for them. We pray especially for those struggling with coronavirus, whether because they are ill with it or because their lives have been upside down by it and they don't know what the next day will bring, where the next meal will come from, how the rent will be paid. We pray for those who've lost loved ones, and especially think of Bernard Wells and his family following the death of his brother Ronnie yesterday. We pray for those who are ill, finding life difficult at the moment. Christ, who calls us, hear our prayer. Teach us each one to follow you, Lord Jesus, to be your disciples, the heralds of your kingdom. Though we sometimes feel weary, strengthen us to persevere, so to run the race that lies before us in thankfulness and hope. For we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The final hymn is one of praise and affirmation of our faith. God is with us, whatever happens in our lives. And I suspect that John chose this recording because of the fine organ background, which is reminiscent of the amazing Father Willis organ at Princes Street. Guide me, O thou great Redeemer, and it's sung by St. Martin in the Fields. Amazing power of timing and of God. When I was putting the PowerPoint together yesterday, I thought we need some really good pictures of Princes Street, and John sent them through to me late last night, and I thought, do you know, by the time we come towards the end of the service, it should be about 10:30 when they're about to begin their service, and it is 10:28. So you've got here four beautiful pictures for you to think about and send your prayers to Princess Street as they start this really difficult service. And then we'll have the grace after that. We say the grace together. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now, evermore. Amen.